This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. We've been talking a lot recently about hydrogen power, and it seems like it's something the government is starting to take notice of and take a little bit more seriously. I'm joined by Minister for Energy and Emissions Reduction, Angus Taylor. Minister, how are you?
Thanks for having me, Jordan. Good to be with you.
So the federal government are looking at different locations for hydrogen power. Is that right?
We absolutely are. So we announced our first hydrogen hub a few months back. We've had overwhelming response to this, and so we've decided to expand it to five. So we're now going to go out in the coming months to consultation to identify the best possible candidates for hydrogen hubs. $275 million in addition to money that's already been committed to accelerate the hydrogen industry and get those first hubs going. And of course, Whyalla has a very strong starting point, given that it has fantastic renewables potential and existing production. It obviously has access to water nearby, and on top of that, there's access to gas. So all of those things make it a very, very good candidate, one we're certainly going to look at very hard.
So I guess what's the petition process then for the states to get one of these hubs made in one of their areas?
Yeah, so we'll open the program up for submissions in the coming months. The guidelines will be laid out, but you know, at the end of the day, we want the best candidates coming forward and parading their potential as a hub for hydrogen. Ultimately, we want hubs to develop because it means we'll have industry and hydrogen production all happening in that concentrated area. That's how we think these things will develop. It's how energy hubs have always developed in the past. And it's exactly how we expect them to develop in the future. You know, we'd love to see not just hydrogen production, but also manufacturing on the back of that hydrogen production, still being one of those potential products that can be made from the hydrogen. But there are others. And of course, as I say, Whyalla has a very, very good starting point on that front.
Of course, Port Bonython has been raised by both Liberal and Labor Party within South Australia as being an ideal location for hydrogen production because of the export opportunities there.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And one of the opportunities we see emerging very quickly is the potential not just for use of the hydrogen within Australia for manufacturing and other purposes, but also export to Japan in particular, but in time Korea and other nations to our north. And the Japanese in particular are now piloting putting hydrogen and ammonia, which is obviously produced from hydrogen, into their coal and gas-fired generators. It's a way for them to reduce their emissions. And that's been a big challenge for them as their nuclear facilities have reduced production since Fukushima occurred a few years back. So it is a big need for the Japanese, and the export opportunity we think is a significant one. It'll take time to build, but Australia is extremely well positioned. But we're going to need hydrogen hubs to do that for us.
Of course, what's the time frame then for deciding on where these hydrogen hubs will be placed?
So we'll be opening the process up in a couple of months' time, by the middle of the year, and we're looking to make decisions by early next year at the latest.
So I guess, and then from then, what's the process to actually get these built?
Well, it's a matter of getting the investments to happen. And of course, the way hubs develop is there's public money, which will come from us and hopefully state governments as well, to build the supporting infrastructure. But there'll need to be private money in building the hydrogen production facilities and the downstream manufacturing. And so we want to get to spending that money and getting facilities on the ground as quickly as possible once we've made the decision on the priority hubs.
So I guess as far as Australia's green future goes, what are we looking at outside of hydrogen as well?
Well, we've prioritised five different technologies as part of our technology investment roadmap that we released last year. Hydrogen is one of them. In fact, we did a national hydrogen strategy in the lead up to that a couple of years ago. And that's a high priority for us because of the job creation potential. But there's also enormous potential in carbon capture and storage. And we've announced today another very significant funding package for carbon capture and storage as well, $264 million. Soil carbon, where we see enormous potential to store more carbon in the soil, but also low emission steel and aluminium we see as high potential opportunities for Australia. And that is, both of those, to some extent, are linked with hydrogen. So these are all technologies where we think Australia has potential to play a leadership role worldwide, but also areas where we've got potential to build jobs, build industries, grow industries, and that's why we prioritise them.
No worries. Well, Minister, thank you so much for your time today.
Good on you. Thanks for having me.
That was Angus Taylor, Minister for Energy and Emissions Reduction on your Classic It's Breakfast.